allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lord, please bless those that have gathered over this room tonight to make now a better place to work and live. Amen.
Mr. Lassick.
Here.
Mr. McNaughton.
I make a motion to have Mr. Lassick.
Second.
Mr. Profato.
Here.
Mr. Cantola.
Here.
Ms. Marquez.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Kearney.
Here.
Mr. Stuffy.
Here. Ladies and gentlemen, before you, you have your minutes from the last meeting.
Make a motion to place on file.
Second.
Motion by Marquez, seconded by Kearney. Please call the roll. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Any reports and... All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any reports or communications?
We have none this evening.
None. Committee reports? Would anyone from like to address Niles City Council? Beth, please come forward.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Beth Nolan, 26 Beaver Creek. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody that came out for the memorial dedication. It was really nice, turned out nice. Second of all, after that, a few people came up to me and asked me if I joined a committee to have a benefit for the little boy who passed away. So I joined that committee, and we are having a benefit for him October 13th at the Trumbull Athletic Club in Niles. So I got flyers that I'm going to get, and I got tickets. So if anybody would like to donate, I got the tickets, or help out. I joined that committee, so I'm going to get it out in public. And so
one more time, where?
It's going to be at the Trumbull Athletic Club, 101 on Belmont Avenue, 717 Belmont Avenue.
Okay, the time that day?
12 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if anybody would like to donate a basket or help out with that, that'd be really awesome. I'd like to see support from the city. It's going to
absolutely.
So another thing, I know this has been a lot of problem with the electric bills and stuff, and I know that there's been back and forth with people's situations. Well, this is a hard thing for me. My stepdaughter came to me today, and her husband just passed away, and she was waiting for her disability because she took time off. She got her email saying that her electric was gonna get shut off. She got her email saying one minute, she got her, opened her email. They came that day and shut her electric off because she was past due. Like I said, her husband passed away. She was waiting on her disability. Things happen. I understand everybody wants to get the money for her electric bill. Situations happen. Her husband passed away. She was trying to wait on her money. I understand the new rule. So, and I also understand that people want to collect their money also. I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of things about it's downright, you know, I hear a lot of people saying they have to beg, borrow, and steal so their electric don't get it shut off. And my mom, she's worried sick that she's 79 years old, that her electric's going to get shut off. Thankfully, she got called for the high rise. She don't have to worry about that no more. So maybe we can just rethink this situation a little bit more.
Thank you, Beth. I would like to note that there are some agencies out there that we're trying to help people and guide them to some of these agencies, especially for someone that's of age.
She actually did call, okay. And she said that Ohio Edison accepts those medical things, but they do not accept city-funded like the city utility of Niles, they did not accept those medical things because her son does have asthma and they don't accept those since it's a city utility bill.
Okay.
So she tried.
All right. Well, thanks, Beth.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Just for the record, I want to note that properties that are being shut off in the city are only being shut off if they are delinquent and past due for a 2-month period. So those are the people, or those are the properties that are getting shut off, as if you're past due or more throughout the city. If you're 1 day late, 2 days late, 3 days late, you're not getting power.
It's after the second, getting into after the second.
It's after the delinquency has been issued and 2 months past due.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Would anyone else care to address City Council? The opinion of the chair, there being none, we'll move forward to a legislation. I do want to let everyone know that we are, at the end of this meeting, we are going to go into executive session. We put it at the end of the meeting because there'll be no action afterwards. We didn't want to have to do it during the meeting. Okay, so with that said, we'll move forward.
Draft number 87-18 to be brought to the floor for the third time, a resolution approving the social media policy.
I make a motion to accept the third reading. Second.
Moved by Cantola, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for the third reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
For adoption. Second.
Moved for adoption by Perfato, seconded by Cantola. Please read the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 87-18 has been adopted.
Draft number 103-18 to be brought to the floor for the second time, a resolution approving the 8th revised financial plan required by Ohio Revised Code Section 118.06 for submission to the Financial Planning and Supervision Commission for the City of Niles and declaring an emergency.
Motion for second reading, please.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Campbell. Any questions or comments?
Yes, Mayor, this is part of your, will be in this plan on what you just stated now in the electorate. It's not until the second month, correct? So if anyone has any problems and you're not shutting them off the day they're due, that'll all be in with this plan on the electorate, correct?
That policy is not part of the
policy,
plan.
That's not part of that.
That policy is just not the city's policy.
Plan. I thought that was in the plan. Am I wrong on that?
It's in the plan that the city will be implementing a billing policy.
Okay.
The actual billing policy is still under construction with the administration and the law director.
Okay.
Everyone's concerns from the last couple of meetings were noted, and that is still a work in progress.
Okay, thank you.
But as far as the, you know, shut off, if you're 1, 2, 5 days late, that is not the case.
Good.
So I don't know where that's coming from, why that, if that's the image that was set off, but that is not the case one, but this is for delinquent bills.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
So we've had, we'll call the roll for a second reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Perfato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 103-18 has had its second reading.
Draft number 108-18 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance amending codified ordinance number 925.03 section A by increasing the monthly service fee rates charged for the use of the sanitary sewage system for the years 2019 through 2022 and declaring an emergency.
I'll make a motion for a second reading.
Second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Lastic. Any questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 10818 has had its second reading.
Draft number 109-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending ordinance number 25-18, creating the position of operator truck driver work leader, amending the authorized workforce ordinance to reflect this newly designed position, and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend.
Motion to suspend by Cantola, seconded by Kearney. Any questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Motion to adopt by Cantola, seconded by Lastic. Please call the roll for adoption.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 10918 has been adopted.
Draft number 110-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending ordinance number 75-17, the purchasing policy for the city, and declaring an emergency.
Make a motion for a first reading.
Second.
Motion by Marquez, seconded by Profato. Please call any questions or comments. Please call the roll for the first reading.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 110-18 has had its first reading.
Draft number 111-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance repealing ordinance number 32-01, a moratorium on the opening of any new business establishment within the city of Niles that offers body piercing, tattooing, sacrification, or branding services, and declaring an emergency.
I'll make a motion on a first reading on this and explain that Niles has always had a against all any tattooing parlors, things like that coming in. So this will repeal that moratorium and come up with new language. Am I correct here?
Correct. We've had a moratorium since 2001, and this will allow businesses to come located in the city in compliance with state laws and the Trumbull County Health Department requirements that they be licensed through them.
Make a motion. A second.
Moved by Marquez, seconded by Cantola. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 111-18 is at its first reading.
Draft number 112-18 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution accepting the $9,333.33 grant to the fire department from the Bureau of Workers' Compensation and for approving the appropriations and a transfer of funds to the fire department account and declaring an emergency.
Chief, this is to help with buying any of the extras, getting the money back from the grant that John did, is that correct? I don't want to explain it wrong if it isn't.
Right, it's the PWC grant that we applied for, which council passed this spring.
Okay.
It's a $6 to $5, the city's lowest market for a dollar. We get 70 hoods and 70 sets of gloves so everybody can have at least up two of each. So this is the PWC share we're going to put into the accounts where we can purchase it and pay for the package.
Okay, I make a motion to suspend.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Marquez, seconded by Kearney. Please call the roll for suspension.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Moved to adopt by Lastic, seconded by Profato. Please call the roll.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Profato?
Yes.
Mr. Cantola?
Yes.
Ms. Marquez?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kearney?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 112-18 has been suspended or adopted. I'm sorry.
That's all.
That concludes this evening's legislation. Mrs. Swatter.
I see you're something. Ms. Smith.
Gotcha. Thank you.
That's for Wednesday. Are we going to do that now?
Yes.
At the end of.
And
hereby
move to the chair. Oh, I'm sorry. My fault. Mr. Mayor, any comments this evening?
Official quarterly newsletter was launched last Friday after Good Morning Niles. It's on the city's website for view. We put some paper copies at City Hall at the billing window. Brought them over to the post office, down to the wellness center. Brought some over to the seniors at the senior center. I have some paper copies here for anyone in the audience who did not see that letter or left a paper copy. Moving forward, if any council members have any information they want to see in that letter, by all means, email me that information. We have that in there. I do want to recognize the Niles Rotary Club. They recently donated 20 trees to the cemetery. The trees are going to be planted around the cell phone tower and in other various parts of the cemetery. 20 trees, Niles Rotary Club. They are some kind I never heard of.
Evergreen.
Are they evergreen?
Evergreen.
Sure. Maybe the technical name.
I don't know what the technical name is.
Because they didn't
green.
He didn't tell me ever.
Your bushes.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Flaherty?
No comments. Thank you.
Mr. Cantletis?
No comment.
Chief Holland?
I know.
Chief Davidson?
No comment.
Sorry. Mr. Merlin?
Good.
As I'm getting through my trifocals, you're coming in. Ms. Ford? Tony. Frank? Jeff?
Tony.
Oh, Tony?
I'm gone.
Steve? Bear? Bear?
I'm
gone. Al?
You know, I'm going to have to run a roll. Very simply today, did a ride along with our police force on last Saturday. And definitely an eye-opening experience. It was really a great thing to do. A great day spent with both first and second shift out with them in their cars, seeing what happens when they pull people over, seeing what occurs when we do go to domestic calls, and what's happening with our police force. And the professionalism that's going on in our police department right now is second to none. It is, these guys are on top of what's going on. They're backing up each other on the calls that they go out on, and it really made me proud to ride with them all day on Saturday, last Saturday. It was really a good day spent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cantwell. Ms. Marquez?
No comment.
Ms. Smith?
No comment.
Mr. Kearney?
No comment.
Mr. Merlo?
Yeah, I did forget to mention, next week, on Tuesday, we did hire a capital asset management company. They will be on site. With the administration and myself to start that process. So that process is going to begin on Tuesday and will be completed by December 15th.
Great.
So that is starting and will be accomplished by the end of year end.
And as we all know, that's the last big hurdle to get us into the ability to ask for release from fiscal emergency. So hats off for the job you've done to get that done. And it'll be nice to see what the city has for assets. At this time, I'll ask Ms. Smith.
I hereby move to adjourn to executive session pursuant to ORC 121.22 for the purpose of considering the purchase of property for public purposes.
Second.
There will be no action after this executive session. This is the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Pardon?